Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, welcome to 2025. Hopefully you had a great Christmas, New Year's, holidays with your family and loved ones. And if you were looking for baseball presents under the tree, hopefully you received them. Hopefully it all worked out, whether you're a player, a coach, a parent, a fan. Hopefully you've got something that you're proud of. That's what you were looking for from Santa Claus, and we'll go from there. So Nolan and I are super happy to be back. Great holidays, great break, and we appreciate all of you being back with us. So looking forward to the 2025 season. Obviously, we've got Hall of Fame coming up in a couple of weeks. We're not going to talk about that tonight. We will talk about it probably next week as it gets closer and give our thoughts and opinions, stuff like that. So we're going to talk a little bit. We'll get you caught up on some signings over the last week, and I'm going to throw Nolan into the hot seat a little bit and play a little general manager, if he was the general manager of some of these teams that have struggled signing players up to this point in varying degrees. Whether you're the Toronto Blue Jays and just can't sign anybody, Tigers just kind of being quiet, not really sure what way they're really moving. Buster Posey starting to get a little bit of movement. Is he going to build off of that moving forward? The Baltimore Orioles not doing a whole lot of anything, but still just over a month left till pitchers and catchers report, and we're going to give our thoughts and opinions on all that type of stuff and more if we have the time tonight on tonight's show. So again, thanks for being a part of the nation as always, and welcome back to 2025 for all the servicemen and women out there. As we always say, we cannot thank you enough for doing what you do every day, so Nolan, myself, and the rest of the nation can do what we do, and that's love baseball in whatever facet that is. And it's all varying degrees. So on another note, can't thank you enough for always sending in your thoughts and your comments and your opinions to us. And you know where you can do that. That's at Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation to Nolan and myself. And if it's a curtain call question, again, we're try our very best to get it on the show. If it's a personal question, you got our guarantee, our stamp of approval that we will contact you. We will deal with it in any way, shape, or form that we can. So other than that, settle in, sit back, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're ready to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50.
Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138, visit Prevnar20.com, or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what do you got for us in 2025?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously some big news out of San Francisco there. 1 year, $15 million to the future Hall of Famer, Justin Verlander. That move kind of took me by surprise. Obviously, everybody out there, I don't think, had the San Francisco Giants on their bingo card for a possible landing spot for Justin Verlander. I mean, obviously it's a possibility, but now it's a reality. So I don't exactly know what Verlander's going to bring to the table. It's not like that's a young pitching staff either. Like, that's the thing. They got some guys that are a bit long in the tooth there. Like, obviously, Robbie Ray coming back fully healthy. Logan Webb, obviously, he's been one of the best pitchers in the game for a while now. Obviously, Jordan Hicks, I think they're expecting him to take that next step as a starting pitcher this year. Obviously, coming off a fantastic first season as a starter, in my opinion. Certainly a heck of a lot better than his Cardinals tenure when he tried to start games for them. But, and then obviously you got Kyle Harrison at the back end of it. He's going to be the number five guy. He's their only real, like, young pitcher, just called up last year. But, I mean, no, you're looking at it, right? Justin Verlander, obviously, he's on the back end of his career, goes out and like, to me, it's not a... I don't fully know what he's expecting to get out of San Francisco, because I don't personally look at San Francisco as a World Series team just yet. Now, obviously, conversations with Buster Posey must have gone fantastic, to the point where Posey put the vision in front of him and said, listen, hey, this is what we're trying to do. Obviously, I think Verlander's still under contract with the New York Mets, if I'm not mistaken, unless his contract just came off the books this offseason. But either way, you know what? Good signing by San Francisco. You're getting a future Hall of Famer. You can say that he played for your team. Personally, I'm not in love with it. But in terms of you getting a quality number four or number five, which is probably what Verlander is at this point in his career, it's a good signing.
Well, for Harrison and Birdsong as well, he got called up there last year as well. And even Hicks, it just brings that other veteran, for me, into it. I mean, and we're talking about a Hall of Fame veteran, right? But let's go back to your thoughts on it. You having trouble with the connection and stuff like that because they're not necessarily a World Series contending team. But let's be honest. I mean, you're 41. You're going to be 42 next week. You're Justin Verlander, and you got a whole lot of ego, and you should. You're trying to just add on to your Hall of Fame career, right? And we're talking about climbing the strikeout list. We're talking, what is it, 38 games away from 300. We'll never see somebody in this era of baseball again get close to that 300, I don't think. I just think that's a reality. So I think there's a lot of, it's a great pitcher's park, right? So
it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee. I don't think there's any pitcher that will ever touch 300 again.
Yeah. So
like,
do you need to
win 15 games over over 20 seasons, right? In order for you to get to 300. So that's kind of my point. Like, there's not too many guys. And unfortunately, in today's day and age of baseball, realistically, they're telling starters, hey, go 3 to 5 innings. And then we rely on our bullpen guys. And you know what? If you can go 3 to 5 innings, then, hey, that's mighty fine. We'll still pay you $15 million. But to me, I think it's backwards. Where Justin Verlander, he's always been a pitcher. A lot of the new guys, like we said it in the last episode of 2024, there's too many just throwers in today's day and age. So this is a good signing in the fact that, like you said, he's a veteran, he's a future Hall of Famer, and he's a pitcher.
I have to believe, you know, Buster Posey's probably thinking about that a little bit, right? How do I bring another guy like a Logan Webb and Robbie Ray coming back off of the Tommy John and coming back, and hopefully he comes back like he did with the first time or whatever and can reel off a Cy Young. You never know. But it's that work ethic. I think he's probably thinking about showing them, right? There's a guy that could potentially have the, unless his arm falls off, be pitching until he's 45, like his hero Nolan Ryan. So that sets a great stage, a great example of what's required for longevity in the league for the young pitchers, as well as the position players, but definitely the pitchers. I think for Verlander himself, a little bit greedy. I mean, it's a good pitcher's park, and they're not a terrible, terrible team, so he's gotten a chance to take those 300 wins, maybe.
Yeah, they should be in that 80 to 90 win range. Like, I can't see them winning over 90 games unless, obviously, the offense just outproduces kind of what they project to be on paper, or unless they go out there and sign an Anthony Santander or somebody to that extent, yeah. Right? Just an absolute bopper that can come into the middle of that lineup, pair well with Willie Adames, Matt Chapman. Obviously, Tyler Fitzgerald, he's going to play second base, but he had nice little power numbers there. But the rest of that lineup, like, I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of like, okay, this is still just a ho-hum team, and you're playing the Dodgers, you're playing the Padres. Even Arizona this year, Arizona, obviously, everybody knows the moves that they've made so far. Adding Corbin Burns, obviously, was the big one. But, I mean, that's just a team that a lot of up-and-coming guys. So it's like, all right, realistically, you're maybe the third or fourth best team in that division as it stands right now to me on paper.
Let me throw this out to you then. We talked about it last night after we saw the signing and stuff like that. We might as well finish this episode on this. And do you think there's a possibility with him having played in New York with the Mets, there may not be a connection with Pete Alonso? I don't know. It doesn't look like the Mets, unless they have no other choice, really, really are 100% in on Pete Alonso. It looks like maybe Vladdy Guerrero for 2026 type of thing. Get a stopgap like maybe the Yankees did with Paul Goldschmidt or whatever and that. Do you think that he could attract Pete Alonso out there for that big bopper in that lineup?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, and even that, like you said, like, obviously Posey just became the general manager. You heard the Posey effect already once upon a time. And I mean, Willie Adames, he was very open about it. He's like, listen, when I sat down with Buster Posey, I got to sit down with Buster Posey to discuss a contract. Like, that carries weight. It's the same as in the NHL. When the NHL players get talking about it, and the only reason I'm saying the NHL is just because a lot of the former players now are becoming general managers for respective teams that they usually played for. Case in point, Steve Yzerman, Joe Sakic, Chris Drury, stuff like that, right? Guys that had good experience or Hall of Fame experience and now become the brain trust of the organization. Buster Posey, obviously a Hall of Fame player, in my opinion, one of the greatest catchers offensively to ever do it. Obviously, defense speaks for itself. I mean, he had, 13 pass balls in his career. So obviously, everybody that either played against him or played with him, highly respectable guy. His name carries value. So, I mean, that's automatically going to draw some attraction. Like you said, Justin Verlander, obviously Hall of Fame trajectory. Right now, they have a need at first base. Pete Alonso has that 30-plus power, especially in San Francisco, because everybody knows they talk about it every 5 minutes. Whenever they bring up the San Francisco Giants, they haven't had a 30 home run hitter since the greatest hitter of all time. Right? Barry Bonds, obviously, the last person to do it in 2004. So they got to try and break that trend. Obviously, last year they signed Soler. Soler obviously didn't provide that 30 home run pop that they were hoping for. Willy Adames, I know he's just coming off a 30 home run season, but in San Francisco, I think it's a little bit more difficult. So yeah, no, if you can go out there and sign a Pete Alonso, with, especially with the first base need. Now, Pete Alonso, obviously defensively, you got to take it with a grain of salt. But offensively, that dude's got legitimate power in whatever park he plays in. So there's a very real chance that he's a 30-plus home run hitter in San Francisco. And right now they're saying the Mets offered him 3-year $90 million, and he's looking for, I'd safely say a Paul Goldschmidt St. Louis Cardinals contract, a 5-1-30. I don't know exactly what the numbers are looking like. Like, Scott Boras said 200, but Scott Boras can kiss my you-know-what. Like, that was just an outrageous, outrageous claim for him to say that.
Well, and the league's showing him, too.
Yeah, and that's just it. Like, you're not signing a 30-year, 31-year-old first baseman to $200 million deal when all he brings to the table is power. Right? Like, it's not like he's going to win you a gold glove unless defensively somehow this offseason he just magically changed into Christian Walker.
And I like your comment, and I'll probably talk more in the second segment with you about that. I almost look at Santander, even though he's defensively limited, and that's a bit of a tough outfield to play in and stuff like that, but they've got that Eldridge down, and he's, you know, maybe middle of the season. Sounds like he's a big hammer for them, and too, at first base, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying necessarily Alonso or whatever, but, you know, a Verlander, it pulls a bit of weight, too. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. So what else you got for me?
Obviously, Gavin Lux traded to the Cincinnati Reds. We like that trade, or at least I like that trade by Cincinnati. I think that that's a fantastic hit. Dodgers, obviously, last week signed Hye-Seong Kim. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. The star Korean baseball player of the offseason. 3-year, $12.5 million with some options basically to kick it up to, I think it was $22 million over a 5-year stretch. So obviously it created a bit of a logjam at second base for them. Cincinnati had already traded Jonathan India earlier this offseason for Brady Singer to Kansas City. So, I mean, they had a need at second base. Obviously, they got some good young players. And Tito Francona obviously coming in there. He knows that second base was a position of need, and they addressed it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, you were talking about the Cincinnati Reds making the Gavin Lux trade this week.
Yeah, so like I said, obviously, I mean, they had the opening. Matt McClain, Spencer Steer, they've tried a few different guys at second base. Noelvi Marte could give them second base as well, but I still think they're going to put him at third base and just let him ride there. Elly De La Cruz, obviously the shortstop. Now they got a bit of a first base conundrum just between Encarnacion, Strand, obviously Spencer Steer, Matt McClain, guys like that. But honestly, it's going to be a competition battle, and they're just creating extra versatility for themselves to ultimately add another starting pitcher. That's the way that I look at it. You can never have enough infield depth and quality infield depth. Like, that's it. Most of those guys, especially over the last couple of years, have all put themselves on the map to be a starting position player at the major league level. Like, Spencer Steer, Matt McClain, when healthy, they've shown that they are big league talent players. Now you go out and you get Gavin Lux. Now I got just an abundance of quality infielders. And Gavin Lux, I mean, still to this point in his career, I'd say he's still a wild card. No one really knows exactly what you're going to get. Unfortunately, he's been hampered by a few injuries and whatnot over his Dodgers tenure. Now, obviously, some of that was when he was playing center field and left field for the Dodgers out of necessity. But at the same time, I think this will be the year where he gets a full repertoire, close to 600 at-bats up at the major league level, and especially with that right field porch being the way that it is in Cincinnati, I think he's got a legitimate 20 power, like 20 home run power, and he should probably hit about 250, 260 on a high end, maybe 270. I can't see him being higher than probably a 270 hitter. But either way, I think his numbers will be boosted by the fact that Cincinnati does have a favorable hitter-friendly park.
I agree with you. I like it for a multitude of opportunities. One, exactly right. Another athlete on the field for the Cincinnati Reds. You team that up with Tito, and you know, obviously he's coming back for a reason. So I'm sure he was strong on pushing for that trade and getting that done. All now, you also bring in a young kid with lots of tenure, as long as he gets healthy ahead of him, that has two World Series wins, plus all the Dodgers' knowledge and the analytics, and bring that into the Red system or whatever or not. Whether they utilize it or not, those are invaluable resources, extra resources than just the playability.
Yeah.
So really, really good move. I like it. They took advantage of something that the Dodgers did and capitalized on it, as far as I'm concerned.
Then just the last big one that I want to talk about from this past week. Obviously, there was a bunch of smaller transactions, I'd call them, over the past couple weeks. But the big one that I loved, and I really do love this one, the Athletics. 5 years, $60 million, Brent Rooker, with a vesting option for 6 years, $90 million. That guy last year, he showed out.
Fantastic.
120 RBIs.
Fantastic. Puts him in.
Nearly a 300 hitter.
Puts him in the new Vegas stadium, or a great tradable contract.
And that's it.
I agree with you. Maybe one of, it's got to be up there in the top two, three so far in this offseason.
Oh, that's
transactions.
That's your Ozzie Albies deal.
Yeah.
Of this year. And the Ozzie Albies deal, for those that don't remember, was a 7 year, $35 million deal.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just in the level where you just shake your head and you're like, Brent, you probably left money on the table.
But good for you.
You know what? No, and that's it.
Good for you.
That's it. No, he got his first crack of real major league opportunity with the Oakland Athletics, obviously, at that time. And I mean, he's showing loyalty to them, even though ownership, I don't know necessarily if they've shown enough loyalty to their fans and everything like that. But the good thing is, though, it's proven that the Athletics are at least willing to spend money. Obviously, they went out, they got Luis Severino early in the offseason. They get hit, like, now they get Brent Rooker re-upped, even though there was, like, big talks at the start of offseason about him being a trade possibility candidate. And now, obviously, those rumors are 100% squashed, in my opinion, at least for the duration of the offseason.
Yeah.
It could be totally different by the deadline, because, I mean, everybody knows the way that that upper management is. But at the same time, you know what? 5 years, 60, that's a fantastic. Even if it does become 6 year, 90, I think people are still ecstatic about that, because that dude's got legitimate 30-plus home run power. Lawrence Butler, you're expecting him to take the next step. So at least you got your 3-4 hitters figured out. Obviously, they still need more pieces there with the Athletics. But like we said in the episode just before Christmas, New Year's there, we got talking about it, and the AL West is wide open. Like, obviously, Texas right now has made a ton of, I won't say game-changing moves to really take over the AL West, but they've added quality depth.
Yep.
In a lot of areas, obviously, they went out, re-upped Nathan Eovaldi and everything like that, made some smaller transactions. Obviously, the Jock Peterson move just before Christmas, too, on the 2-year 37, I believe his was.
With an option, yeah.
Yeah, and just obviously the bullpen help. And you got the
Bogger trade.
But, yeah, and then even that, like, you're looking at Seattle, what Seattle done this offseason. They haven't made any sort of moves to bolster their offense, and that was always the downfall of Seattle for the past couple of years, at least, was, hey, listen, the pitching staff is elite, but they're not willing to trade any of their pitchers outside of Luis Castillo, and Luis Castillo is a tough contract to eat for a lot of teams, as case in point by how slow this offseason's gone for a lot of teams. You're looking at it, right? Like, the Athletics, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win the AL West by any stretch of the imagination. I still think they're probably the third or fourth best team in that division. I have them slightly higher than Los Angeles, and I think it completely depends on what Houston does for the rest of the offseason. But at least the Athletics have taken the steps this offseason to prove, hey, listen, we're going to be, I don't know if serious contenders is the right terminology for it, but at least we're going to be serious in our offers and we're going to come to the table. Even case in point with the Max Fried. Like, the Max Fried thing caught me completely off guard when I saw that they offered him at the last second to try and get him. I mean, you're looking at it and you're like, well, they're trying to get their Las Vegas pieces figured out.
That's what I was going to comment. I mean, you're looking better for 2025. You're realizing there's a opportunity. We also forgot about Mason Miller at the back end. You've already got your top-notch reliever to close the door for them. So that's already taken care of for a multitude of years. But you're also presenting to the Las Vegas people that, hey, you know what? We are committing right now to Sacramento. We're also preparing for Vegas. We're excited about it. And I think Rooker's got to be excited to make that deal. He's got to be excited about what potentially is there for the Athletics. So, well, that's a great deal.
And he's 30, great, like, he's a 30-year-old slugger. So, I mean, you gotta understand where you're at in your career. And for him, I think it's just, hey, listen, like, I'm content right now being in Sacramento, eventually going to Las Vegas. I think we got a good enough young core around. Like, Shea Langeliers, I still think is going to be a fantastic catcher at the major league level. Obviously, like I said, Lawrence Butler, for some reason, they have him as a breakout candidate. Trust me, that's one that will forever blow my mind, at the fact that dude had 20 home runs in the second half of last season, and they're going to call him a breakout candidate. If that's not breakout definition, I don't know what is. So, like, you got two guys already with legitimate 30-plus home run power. Obviously, Severino, if he can pitch like he did New York Yankees early days and last year with the New York Mets, I think you got a fantastic top of the rotation ace. You already got Mason Miller, like you said, for another 5 years. Like, you got pieces there that if they want, they can make a couple of moves, add some pieces, and they're going to be a significantly better team than what they are right now.
All right, we've got about 3.5 minutes in the segment, so let's go ahead and talk about this. What we're kind of seeing. We saw it a little bit last year, a little bit, and we're seeing it again this year. So you're taking your top-tier guys off. Obviously, the higher end of the second-tier players have increased their salaries, their contracts, because of those high-end players. But there's a plethora of players out there that are major league players that, you know what? I got to sit here today and feel that there's going to be a lot of people that aren't signed come spring training, because The lower end teams that aren't in at all, they're not wasting money. So they're gone. They're taking what they get, and they're taking their prospects or whatever they have presently, and they're not investing in more. If they are, it's the $5 million contract or whatever it is. You've got the Blue Jays a little bit. You've got a few teams that are trying to get somebody or whatever. But in reality, it's not enough to push them over to get one player. They're a team that needs multitude of players.
Do you actually think the Blue Jays are trying to get anybody? Or do you just think that the reporters just throw it out there? Hey, the Blue Jays are interested.
I think there is that. But my question is to you, Nolan, do you think what's happening over the last 2 years with this is that the players themselves, to a degree, are crucifying their other players in the league?
50-50.
To a sense.
I think it's the agents.
Well, yeah, it is. Okay.
I think it's more the agents than the actual players themselves, because the agents are putting these outrageous figures on their own players. Like Scott Boras, obviously you're probably the greatest agent of all time. I mean, it's tough to argue. It's tough to argue against that, realistically. Whether you like him or not, he's got to be regarded as the best agent in baseball, because at the end of the day, he gets his players a lot of money. Obviously, he's very successful. But at the same time, I think he's the biggest, you know what, in this sport.
Oh, he's a detriment to it,
because, yeah, like, you can't tell Pete Alonso he's making $200 million. You can't tell Alex Bregman at this stage in his career he's making $200 million. Like, those aren't $200 million guys. His evaluations last year of his own starting pitchers is, and obviously some position players, is what led to them ultimately having just horrible years. Like, You look at Jordan Montgomery, obviously just an albatross of a contract for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're trying to move out of it. He's even laughing about Montgomery, because that's why he re-upped on them for the 1 year, 22 and a half, or whatever the heck it ended up being. Blake Snell, I mean, he went through it last year, where all of a sudden this year, he's like, I'm not wasting time. I'm signing with the Dodgers. Boom, 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 get that hammered out. Like, there's a lot of players, even Chapman. Like, Chapman was right away, 6 year, $152 or whatever his contract ended up being with the Giants, right? There's a lot of guys that I feel like they're going through the same thing as what they went through last year, just because their agents are putting it in their head. Hey, listen, you're a $200 million player, when in reality, hey, listen, your position is not a premium position. You're about a $100 million player at most. And that's kind of where I'd be comfortable with most of these players. And even the pitchers, some of these pitchers, you're just looking at them like Jack Flaherty. I don't know if Jack Flaherty's going to get $115 million. At this point in the season, he's lucky to sign for $35 to $40 over a two-year deal. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no. A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So thanks for sending them in. You know where you can do that. To Nola and myself on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we'll review them all the time. You got our guarantee on it for sure. So keep sending those in. We love it. So the majority of the questions coming through. Nolan, time to put you in the hot seat. Let's start putting you as the general manager of some of these teams that just seem to not be able to get any traction. Obviously not the teams that have been all quiet. So let's go ahead. You talked about it earlier in the show. Your Seattle Mariner GM, what are you looking at over the next month?
Easy. I'm trying to trade multiple pitchers. And if Emerson Hancock comes up in a trade, hey, you know what? I got to trade Emerson Hancock. Like, you need position players. And I get Emerson Hancock's a shortstop of the future, probably, for the Seattle Mariners, depending on what happens with J.P. Crawford and everything like that there. But at the end of the day, you know what? If I have to trade Logan Gilbert and I have to trade, well, I don't know if I'd trade Logan Gilbert, but if Logan Gilbert gets me a haul back, I might consider trading him. Like, I'm not doing that Tristan Casas deal for that. That was kind of just absolutely out there by Craig Breslow and those guys. But either way, no, you know what? End of the day, if I got to trade a Bright or a Wu or a Miller, somebody to that extent, and I got to get back some offense, you know what? I got to pull the trigger on those deals ultimately because there's still quality pitchers out there. I get that they're probably not going to get Roki Suzuki at the end of the day, but there's still quality pitchers out there that you could put them as the four or the five easy enough in that rotation. I get my first baseman. I get my keystone second baseman, and I'm loving life. I got an offense.
You're a general manager for the Houston Astros. Appreciate the Dana Brown move with Kyle Tucker. As hard as that was,
As hard as it is for Houston Astros fans out there, you still got Yordan, you still got Christian Walker, you still got Jose Altuve, you still have a good young pitching staff for the most part. Obviously, Framber Valdez is a bit of a wild card, and if I was Houston, I mean, I'm going all in. I'm trading Framber Valdez as well, and I'm getting back whatever I can get back because obviously they got some aging superstars is the best way to put it, in my opinion. Jose Altuve really is a superstar. Christian Walker obviously really is a superstar at first base, even though he doesn't get the national media attention. Yordan, obviously, he's not really aging. He's still mid-20s, late-20s, but you kind of get what I'm getting at here. You know what? End of the day, if I'm them, I'm seriously considering trading Framber, knowing that he's got 1 year left, and especially the deal that they just got that they had to give up for Kikuchi. Sorry. Obviously, they dealt a haul for Kikuchi, and Framber Valdez, I'd put him in a different stratosphere compared to Yusei Kikuchi. So you dangle him out there, and you see what you can get in terms of upper-level prospects.
All right, now you're Ross Atkins, Toronto Blue Jays. What are you doing?
Yeah, real simple. What have we talked about all offseason? I'm re-upping Vladdy. It's as simple as that. There's no two ways about it. If I can't re-up Vladdy, you know what? 2 seconds later, Vladdy, you're out the door. It's as simple as that with me. That's what the ultimate downfall to the Toronto Blue Jays has been. Throughout the entire Ross Atkins, Mark Shapiro era has been, you know what, we have this good up, young and coming superstar in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That's, I don't know if he's a superstar, but that's the way that they've always talked about him in the media and everything like that. They've always said, we love him, we want to re-sign him, yada, yada, yada. Why haven't you? Why have you let it get to this point? They wonder why they can't sign any free agents. Why would I bother as a free agent signing with the Toronto Blue Jays in any way, shape, or form, knowing that Vladdy in a year's time, he's gone. Bo Bichette in a year's time, he's gone. Like, Bo's not a guy that I'm even considering re-signing. If I'm Toronto, being dead serious, I'm not even considering it unless he's willing to play second base. I have said it for years. He would be a fantastic Marcus Semien type second baseman. I don't know if he's necessarily going to win a Gold Glove, but at shortstop, he's certainly not a shortstop at the major league level defensively. Offensively, I think he's one of the better offensive shortstops in baseball when healthy. Obviously, last year, horrible year for him offensively.
Yep, throw it out the window.
That's, I think, an albatross of a year compared to what you're going to get. And he's 26. You're still going to get back a great haul.
He, so led, the league in, he led the league in hitting in 22 and 23.
No, I know.
Most hits.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. He doesn't walk, but you know what? End of the day, he's still going to bat around 300 or above 300 with 20-plus home run potential, 80-plus RBIs. I don't know what the stolen bases are going to look like, but at the end of the day, if I can get that out of a second baseman, which is what he should be, I'd be more than happy. Like, if I'm Seattle, that's who I'm calling and saying, listen, you guys aren't signing Jack. We'll trade you a Logan Gilbert, a Brian Wu, a Bryce Miller, one of those guys. You give us Bo Bichette. I get Bo's only got a year left, but if you're worried about offense of Seattle and you're Toronto, let's be honest, they got an aging pitching staff, right? You got Kevin Gausman, obviously, up there, Berrios up there, Bassett up there, and Bassett's only got 1 year left. So I'd want to get a guy with a couple years of control. But Bo Bichette, I mean, we all know what he is. And especially you got J.P. Crawford at shortstop. You pair him with Bo Bichette, I'd be extremely happy about that. But if I'm Toronto, it's simple as this. Vlad, you either sign or you don't. And if you don't sign, you're gone. Bichette, you're gone. Chris Bassett, you're gone.
And like, Kevin Gausman, they got lots of tradability to really rejuvenate
you
that whole
you
club.
Could, you 100%, if you're smart and if you're Toronto, and the true Toronto baseball fans out there know that this is not a competitive team to the point where they can win a World Series this upcoming season, trade them all.
And trades have looked very good so far.
Get your serviceable major league guys, but get your upper-level prospects. That's what I'm doing in return for that trades. Yeah. I'd get my upper-level prospects that'll bring me back those guys that in 2-3 years are going to make the difference. Because right now, until you sign Vladdy as a free agent, I'm not considering Toronto. And to be honest with you, the taxes as well don't help out up here either.
Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, you know both New York teams are going to be in on them. Boston's going to be in on them. So you those are good teams to be trading with and stuff like that. There's going to be other teams that are going to pop up once they know he's available and stuff like that. Seattle will come back around, I'm sure.
Oh, 100%.
Right? So exactly right. I think they're really in a good position. As disappointing as the offseason has been not to see them players sign, I can respect why they're not signing because of that uncertainty of Bo and Vlad. So clear the gate and drive on so you can start regrouping. And if you get a plethora of really good talent, you maybe don't even need to do that. You sit in the middle for a day or two or whatever, and that, I mean, a year or two or whatever, and that, you know what I mean, but still, that's beautiful, and let those guys compete for them. So, Detroit Tigers, it seems like they're almost like the Baltimore Orioles, and we'll talk about them next, but Detroit, they're close in that Central.
They're more
a wild
than close.
Card team.
They're more than close. They were in the playoffs last year. They made it to the ALDS last year.
And I don't think Bregman alone is enough.
No, it's not. It really isn't, but I mean, they went out and they already got their Gleyber Torres. So all of a sudden, you move Colt Keith over to first base. Spencer Torkelson, I guess, will be the DH there. He'll split time at DH and first base type of deal. But yeah, no, if I go out, I get a Bregman. I pair that with another, I don't know who you're going to go out and get a starting pitcher with. Obviously, they signed Alex Cobb to the one-year $15 million deal as well. So, like, realistically, you got to take, or you got to kind of just eat Javi Baez's contract at this point in time, unless he can just completely 180 it and come back to be in Chicago Cubs prime Javi, which I unfortunately I can't see that being the case. But either way, no, like you're looking at it, right? Detroit needs to make a move. I think Bregman's the best move that they can make because of the AJ Hinch and the World Series experience that he'd bring to that team. Like, and it's a good young team. Obviously, we saw it last year. But end of the day, no, you know what? They need a couple more moves. They need to add some bullpen pieces.
Well, I was going to say, so let's say they get the Bregman deal done. Do you go ahead and spend the money on Flaherty too? He already proved himself in Detroit last year.
That's it. No, if I can get Flaherty on a, I know I kind of said before the break a $20 to $40 million deal, 1 or 2 years. But if I can get Flaherty on maybe a 3-year $55, $60 million deal, I'd be more than happy with that as Detroit, because Detroit still doesn't have the starting pitchers that are proven at the major league level. They've tried out the Casey Mizes. They've obviously, Reese Olson came up. He was good last year. Tarik Skubal, obviously, Triple Crown Cy Young winner. He's fantastic. I'm not including Skubal in that because Skubal's only got a year left, I think, on his contract. And then I think he's a free agent next year, or maybe in 2 years. But either way, like, they need more. They just need another proven starting pitcher so they don't go through what they went through in the playoffs last year of having to rely on bullpen game after bullpen game after bullpen game.
You're in Baltimore. I'm seeing similarities to the Toronto Blue Jays, the way they're treading their...
Wasted time.
I think
they
so.
They are wasting time.
So what's
time.
Your thought?
They need to make a move. They should bring back Santander if they're smart. I get that they have a logjam of upper-level prospects that are knocking on the door of being major league guys, but until they've actually proven it, and you know what, end of the day, Santander, you know exactly what you're going to get out of him if you're Baltimore, because he's played with you for, what, 5 years? And he produced. He's a switch-hitting 40-home run guy, and you already know that he can do that in your park. Now you've moved in the left field wall as well, so that's going to help Tyler O'Neill. That's going to help him. Obviously, you got to hope those kids take the next step. But end of the day, you can't lose a Corbin Burns and not go out and get a better starting pitcher than Charlie Morton on a 1 year 15.
I was going to say, I think they lost out to the Red Sox on that. Crochet, I mean, I get it. You went in on Burns last year on a 1 year deal, but Crochet wasn't a 1 year deal in the exchange. I don't know what they were asking for from the Baltimore Orioles or whatever and that, but to me, that was a lose. That was a straight up lose to an in-division rival. Yes, their farm system is phenomenal as well, the Red Sox. But I just think they missed out on Crochet. There's no question. I mean, well, yes, there's other pitchers out there to sign and stuff like that.
Especially if you swung your Trevor Rogers trade from last year. Like, they made some very just awful moves, in my opinion, at the deadline last year. That didn't make sense for that team based on where they were. 2 years ago, you saw them take the step. They made the playoffs. Last year was a complete downfall, in my opinion. Just a complete disgrace to what that team should be, because they have studs. They have studs all over the field. They need to make a move.
They lost out to the Yankees down the stretch because of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's it. If they can, they need to somehow figure out a way how to get a controllable ace with some of their good young prospects, or even their good young major league guys. If they have to trade one of their good young major league guys to get back another ace-level pitcher, that's a move that I got to make, because you don't want to waste this time. Case in point, like you said, the Toronto Blue Jays, wasted opportunity after wasted opportunity to try and do something for the fan base.
All right, one final one. We got just under 2 minutes left. Alex Anthopoulos, you're now in the Atlanta Braves management role, Nolan. He's lost Max Fried, Charlie Morton. Really quiet year for him so far. What are you doing moving forward?
Full-blown panic. You don't have a lot of pitchers. All your pitchers are question marks at this point in time. Like Smith-Schuster, or however you pronounce his last name.
Strider coming back.
Strider, yeah. You need to hope that he's healthy, but even that, I doubt he's healthy by middle of May even probably. With when he had his Tommy John, like, he might be closer to the All-Star break. I really wouldn't be surprised about that until he gets up to full speed. And, you know, Ronald Acuna is not going to be back to full strength until probably right around the same time. And even that, we saw originally what happened him post ACL surgery, right? Like, this is obviously the other knee, but at the same time, it took him a full year to get back to MVP level Ronald Acuna. So this year, you can't even rely on him. So you're relying on basically all your guys staying healthy. Now, obviously, fantastic offense. Fantastic offense.
They got to fix that pitching.
They need to do something with that pitching staff, because that pitching staff is going to let in 7 runs a game. They need some bullpen help. They need some starting pitching help. You're calling up, if I'm them, that's who I'm trying to get. Jack Flaherty, at least he's the best available guy. I can't see Roky Suzuki going to Atlanta. No offense to Atlanta. It's tough for me to imagine him going there. So they need to make some moves for some starting pitchers, because otherwise, yeah, that's going to be a long 7-8 run games, and especially with the offense in the NL East. Like, every team except for the Marlins is loaded offensively. But anyways, Dirtbags, thanks for the curtain call questions. We'll be right back here with the final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, dear Biggs. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, last night we were watching MLB's top 10 players at their respective positions. And then Mad Dog and can't remember the other guy's name. They were talking about it on the network on their top 10 players of all time. I'm not going to lie. I was absolutely stunned by the list. I don't know if it's because of the PEDs or what the deal is that they can't talk about them. But the fact that you don't have Barry Bonds in your top 10 players of all time, I think that's a travesty, and I think you absolutely need to be removed from whatever sort of position you have in baseball. If you're not saying that Barry Bonds is a top 10 player of all time, you're just an absolute fool. There's no other way to describe it. Like, respectfully, if you sit there and try and make an argument for Barry Bonds not being a top five player of all time, you're just out in left field. Like, I'm trying to bite my tongue here so I don't scream through the microphone, obviously, to blow your guys' ears out. But it's like, okay, Barry Bonds, he's got seven MVPs. No other player in MLB history, or no two other players in MLB history combined for seven. The next two highest are three MVPs each. Right, Shohei Ohtani, obviously, he joined that three MVP club this year. But you're looking at it like Barry Bonds, seven gold gloves, multiple silver sluggers, or sorry, eight gold gloves, I think it was. Either way, like he's bar none top two player of all time, in my opinion. He's right up there with Babe Ruth. Like he has the home run record, steroids or not. He's the only member of the 500-500 club. I think he's the only member of the 400-400 club, if I'm not mistaken, as well. Either way, Barry Bonds, the fact he wasn't on their top 10 list of all time, absolute travesty, and both those guys need to go.
Great final thought. great perspective, great insights. So, you know, Dirtbag Nation, you send your comments, send your opinions, send your thoughts to us on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Love to see them. Love to see your opinions and hear your thoughts on it. And that's what it's all about. That's what we're all about. And you know, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So continue to be a part of the nation, share the word, spread the message, however you want to do it, wherever you want to do it. Doesn't matter to us. We just love it. And, you know, again, we can't say thank you enough to each and every one of you. It's so fun coming on to here every week, and just being a part of your weekly, baseball. And that's it. So, but unfortunately, as always happens, it is that time. So go out there and have a dirty week wherever you are. But it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.